Are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Press it.
The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
You just removed the stick. How long has that stick been up?
This project is extremely dangerous.
It's because I
removed
it out of the goddamn airlock.
You're listening to the Guardians of the Geekery podcast, featuring Matt Starnslord, Carol the Cat, the Giddy Geeker, and Tiffany the Technician.
Regression of cause to effect, but actually from a non-linear, non-subjective viewpoint, it's more like a big wobbly, stuff.
And now, damn right they shot first.
Are you hoping Tiffany's
the hosts
there?
Of Guardians of the Geekery.
Oh dear. And that was the last episode.
Wow.
Episode 137! Amber Rose is in the house where we're in jewelry. We don't know what's going on. That's awesome.
But before we even begin to let you get comfortable, we're going to launch right into the rapid fire response round. I'm about to ask you a series of 10 questions that you handpicked yourself, so you have no one but yourself to blame.
Oh, boy.
We're going to ask you to answer with a simple word or phrase. If you don't answer in a certain amount of time, we will answer for you. And the answer we like to give is
stripper ball.
Are you ready?
I am as ready as I will ever be. Go ahead.
Where would you take the TARDIS?
Oh, to England.
It's already in England, though, right?
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Yeah, it's traveled far. Capes or no capes?
Capes.
All right. Do you consider yourself a geek, a nerd, a dork, or something else?
How about all of the above?
That sounds good. If we all had to wear a warning label, what would yours say?
Please don't come near me. You have no idea what's going to explode.
Who is your girl crush?
My girl crush?
Oh,
yeah. Oh wow. Scarlett Johansson?
There you go. What was the first concert you ever went to?
Oh, ELO.
Wow.
Oh,
yes.
What did you have for dinner last night?
Chicken. Always chicken. Oh, man, please.
What cool new technology do you want to see next?
Wow. We have a timer, huh? Invisibility, that's not really technology, though. But that's the first thing that comes to mind, because I know you guys are going to say stripper pole! So,
the story of your life would make a better episode for which TV show? X-Files, Star Trek, The Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., or The Walking Dead?
The Walking Dead, definitely.
Oh.
If you couldn't live in the U.S., where would you want to live?
England! England!
Okay, so we're going to trap you on an island, but before we put you there, we're going to give you a solar-powered charged tablet. So, what book are you going to preload?
Wow.
One book.
Oh, it's that Italian book. Wow. It certainly isn't the joy of cooking, I'd say.
Look
at that. Yeah. All right.
What musical album?
Oh, ELO. I love ELO.
Okay. Right. What movie would you watch over and over again?
The Princess Bride. Hmm.
And what game that you can play on a tablet?
Dark Tower isn't on a tablet, but I want my Dark Tower to come with me anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, that was it. You survived.
You only had
one stripper pole. One stripper pole. That was it. You stripper poled yourself. But
yes, I did. Because, you know.
All right. So tell us who you are and what the heck you're doing in our house.
Oh, okay. Well, I make jewelry, but I make jewelry that is vintage, retro, and modern findings put together. It's really unique. I don't know how to describe it. If you actually think back to the 1920s, the Art Nouveau kind of style that was really, really popular then, that mocha kind of style that was really, really popular. You have the Egyptian kind of jewelry. You have the fairy kind of jewelry. I fell in love with that time period and that look. So I was trying to really, really derive something that was similar. And the more I actually played with pieces and cut and sanded and placed together pieces in a theme, the more I came to really coming close to that feeling, that look. And that's something that I really, really love. Well, I am rambling, aren't I?
No, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah. This is, oh, yes, this is good.
But
this
anyway.
This is what we want to hear.
Good description,
we
actually want to hear. Yeah.
Well, thank you. The way I actually came into this was I used to draw a lot, and I still do every once in a while. And I wanted to actually get my drawings out there in a different form to be able to promote it more. So I thought about actually shrinking the art, putting them in empty watch cases, and I made necklaces out of them with rosary beads, and I loved creating the jewelry so much that the drawing just kind of filtered away, and the jewelry took over. So, and we're here today.
So how long have you been doing it?
About 2 years. About oh, 2 years.
Wow.
And, well, you know, when
and you have some amazing pieces that you brought with us. If people haven't seen the Facebook Live, which Carol's glad that they're not doing that right
now.
That's
right.
But you have this beautiful shoulder piece that you made. Yes. And you said that that just came back from where?
Oh, well, the shoulder piece that we're talking about is actually a Bohemian shoulder piece. But this shoulder piece in particular actually was made about a year and a half ago. And it has been on some photo shoots. The one photo shoot in particular was worn by a wonderful singer. Her name is Emily Jane White. And the designer that actually made the dress for the photo shoot was Emily Kramer. Wow, it's been a day, hasn't it? Emily Kramer, who is a fantastic, phenomenal designer, red dress. And the photographer was Jeremy Deal. With Imagery and Alchemy.
Oh, wow.
Alchemy and Imagery.
And
I'm
you
sorry.
Posted
sorry,
that
Jeremy,
on your page. It was beautiful.
Yes,
yeah.
It is absolutely stunning. And it actually sold a couple of weeks ago. I'm holding it for a young lady in England. And it just does my heart good because a lot of people that really appreciate this, they will go to the further extent to really, really, really let me know and... You know, how do I say it? They'll go to the furthest extent to show their appreciation.
Yeah,
that's it really touches my heart.
That's amazing. And then Carol was wearing a piece earlier that was on a different photo shoot.
Oh yes, yes indeed. That photo shoot, I was able to just squeak into about a good month ago, and that was actually featured in. Oh, a whole bunch of places now online.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. In fact, if wow, anywhere you go, you can actually connect.
But you've
say
had
it,
some
which,
things on Time and on.
Oh yes, on Time, on Brides, on oh my goodness, MSN.
Huffington Post.
People,
yeah.
Huffington Post. Yes, I am very, very grateful to have been a part of an incredible team of artists and you know, vendors to actually be able to participate in this. And I wish I could actually, I should have had my phone open and prepared to really show you what I did to and watch the photography.
Yeah, it was,
oh,
yeah.
This actually went really, really viral in just the last couple of days. And I swear, I didn't even see this coming. Nobody saw this coming. Not at all. So it just took us all by surprise.
You saw it coming?
I saw it.
The drummer always knows.
The drummer knows.
For those of you on the audio podcast, her husband's pointing to himself that he saw it. And tell us, so how did you, tell us a little bit as the husband of the adventurer, as she looks at
I am Mr. Rose,
yes,
as they call me.
As Mr. Rose.
Mr. Rose.
So
I support everything that my wife does. We've been together for 34 years.
Wow.
Oh. Since we were 18,
since
yeah.
Since we were 18, dated for a while.
7 years.
Finally, she talked me into getting married.
I proposed
and,
to them.
You know,
oh my goodness.
It's been a joyride ever since.
Aww.
So everything that she does, I've always told her that she can do whatever that makes her happy.
Aww.
And sometimes that's challenging in today's world. So
yeah.
I still support whatever she's doing. And everything that she's put her hand to has been successful.
Aww.
And this is kind of showing that her awesomeness is actually coming out now.
Yeah.
Showing all the things that she can do bundled up into one.
Oh,
and
you are so
everybody
sweet,
who has participated in the different projects that she's been in are very much on that same playing field, because it takes a team to create something as unique as everybody involved is.
Oh.
And
Thank you. This is
one of those things that you don't find this jewelry anywhere else. It's not a copy of somebody else. And people that start to see this are realizing that.
Nice. Well, especially with found pieces, because you can't necessarily, it's not like
you can
go and buy them at Michael's.
No.
I can have a run of 5 or 10, and that's it. And then the larger pieces she creates, it's one of one.
Wow. Exactly. So
the big piece, the shoulder piece you're looking at, is one of one. There's not another one.
No.
And she's
amazing.
And I just support and I help her do the shows that she does. So everything she does,
it's
I'm there for.
It's vintage rhinestones right there. She's looking at the piece. The shoulder piece itself is vintage rhinestones from a 1950s dress that are the shoulder pieces that you're looking at. And the drop that actually looks like it's a chainmail link.
Yeah.
I actually had to take and pin the piece itself to a measurement board.
A graph board, excuse me.
Thank you very much, honey. And go link by link by link. Because when you're turning links, if you're just a millimeter shorter or a millimeter longer, it's going to pull to the left and pull to the right. And that took the longest. It took me literally a month just to do the shoulder pieces itself. 2 months to make that itself.
Goodness.
And finally,
So it went viral the other day?
It went viral the other day. And this is, I want to tell you, the photographer was Catherine Ella Photography.
Okay.
And Long Films did an incredible backdrop filmography on the whole shoot.
Oh.
So if you go to people.com or brides.com or Huffington Post or the Times Post, I cannot tell you it's like over 24 people took place and made this happen. In fact, the designer was RCB Fashions was incredible. The white long flowing gown was one, and the absolutely beautiful blue gown that the wonderful model. In fact, I'm pulling up the models right now.
Like a wolf,
Courtney Edelman.
Yes.
Who, she was phenomenal. And Austin Taylor Morning. Now, if I don't pronounce the name right, I'm so sorry.
Okay.
You can shoot me after the show, but, you know, I'm trying to give you guys props. These models were fantastic. And the male model, this had a male model in it. How many shoots do you not have a male model in? A couple shoot. It's just fantastic. Huh. So Max Donato, oh boy. Donato. Now you know why I actually gave you those pieces to actually look for the drawing to read, because I am terrible with pronouncing.
Drawing, yeah.
But it's just incredible. Incredible, incredible, incredible people. Heather, she did the other headpiece. It's a double crown with a crystal wrap to it. Heather Feather Designs, she is a remarkable friend. I absolutely love her to death, and we actually squeaked in on this. I cannot tell you, just last minute, we both squeaked in on this, and I am so grateful. Just the love from the people involved in this and the people that actually have made this go viral, it's incredible. It's just phenomenal. Phenomenal. You know, if I don't mention you, I am really, really sorry. I wasn't even prepared.
That's okay.
But
This podcast is about you, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Well, Elizabeth Ashley Events, Something Perfect, Planners. They said Catherine Elna Photography. Oh, my God. Her photography is absolutely gorgeous. RCB Fashions. Mirror Bomb Studios did the hair, and I cannot tell you. Hi. It's remarkable how she actually really, really came across with it. And it's a Game of Thrones shoot. Did I not tell you guys?
Oh.
Game of Thrones. I am such an avid fan of Game of Thrones. Mirror Bomb Studios did the hair. Lauren Nicole Cirillo did the makeup from Beauty Asylum here in Charlotte. It's fantastic. Trumpet and Horn had the rings. The ring box was from Miss Box.
Okay.
And it's just, it goes on and on and on. They had a calligraphy. The cake. Oh, my goodness. The cake. Celestial Bakery. Okay.
We will post all that information.
Yes, okay. So I could go on, but anyway.
So what do you think about bringing to the Muggles Market in October?
Oh, my goodness. I have got plans to actually make some more shoulder pieces and some head pieces that are just a little bit different, but more, how would you say, a little bit more on the softer side. Okay. So it's not too blingy, but just nice enough so people will not feel that they're going to to a disco, and they don't eat the disco
ball. I think that's what I would like to wear. Yeah. That'd be good for me. Yeah.
If you exactly. haven't gone to Facebook Live, then you haven't seen Matt in all of his adornment, and you need to check it out. So this will actually be your second Muggles Market as well.
So excited! It was such a wonderful adventure last year. I just absolutely loved it. The people, the costumes. And just so much love. I mean, literally, it was like a sea of people and so many incredible, diverse people that love not only the wares that you bring, but the science behind it. So I was having more fun explaining how, the balance of a headpiece or the balance of a necklace works, and the diverse way of the layers that are involved in, a themed necklace, because, when I make a necklace, the themed piece, the centerpiece, is at least anywhere from 3 to nearly 12 layers incorporated. I don't know if you can actually see that, and yes. I know you guys can't see it because, you're hearing my voice, but there are a number of layers that go to a piece, and, just by talking and explaining, they loved the science behind the making of it. And I love the science behind it, because who can figure out a formula of how to make something and balance it to the point where it works? I mean, not just put it together and just wear it and hope for the best. If somebody takes a picture, it's going to turn out good. Yeah. But the science behind it that is total balance when you wear it, that is comfort, and when you think about it, is going to really compliment you and be comfortable for you. So that, to me, and to the people that attend, is just remarkable. I love that. I can't get enough of that.
So along with the pieces that you make, you've also made some custom pieces as well.
And
that takes into consideration the balance as well.
Oh, it certainly does, yeah.
So tell us where we can find you on the social media interwebs.
Okay, social media, you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. And I am also, I do have a website. It's amberrose.com.
Oh.
Very easy, but it's with a U. So AMBURROSE.com.
And for your Twitter handle or your Instagram?
Instagram is Amber, Rose Designs.
Okay.
There you go. So with a plural. So there you go.
Yes, with a plural.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing more of your work on the interwebs, but also seeing you back at the Muggles Market.
I'm excited.
And you're bringing friends with you.
Oh, I certainly am.
From your shoot. So make sure to check that out. We'll also link to your first article from last year's Muggles Market so they can see some of your pieces.
Yeah.
And, be looking for her in People and Time and MSN and Huffington Post and all those cool places as well. But you heard her here first because this is your first podcast that you've done, right?
Yeah, apparently so. You know it.
First in lots of things.
Oh, yeah, you can tell. It is the first. No. Yeah.
All right, so Carol, push the button.
Thank you for listening to Guardians of the Geekery.
Yeah.
For more information, go to guardiansofthegeekery.com.
Hey.
Find us on facebook.com/guardiansofthegeekery, Twitter @CLTGOG. Music used by Guardians of the Geekery, Lock and Load, and A Day in the Sun by Jens Gilstoff. Licensed under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International.
We do.
Got the beat, you can dance to it.